that a tattoo on your face?
No, it's not.
When did that happen? You remember?
One of the first few plays of the game.
Face mask?
Yeah, it wasn't caught. So I guess you just got my face, not the face mask. So.
How much more liberal is this offense getting? I mean, you always say it's not an option offense. You guys run your full scheme of things, but are you having fun now? You're doing new things, as you see?
I think we are having fun. I think we're enjoying it, because we're doing a lot of things, a lot of different things, and that's exciting. I think it keeps defenses off balance, makes them play honest, and, hopefully makes them play, 53.5 yards, horizontally, and play vertically, and be sound in every aspect of the game, and, also be gap sound at all times.
Do you wonder some of the things you're doing differently? Give an example of something you're doing, something you might have done in San Diego that you didn't do 4 weeks ago.
Well, we're doing everything from, under center, I formation runs to gun I formation runs to some different option plays, and so just a lot of different things to keep the defense off balance.
The record books could not find a quarterback that had run 22 times in a game before. What did you, when that sunk in, what did you think about that?
I guess just that I felt pretty good for carrying it that many times, but body's feeling great, and I guess whatever we need to try to finish out a win. So,
do you think the way you're built and the way this offense, is built for you to carry the ball, that you could do it 20 times a game on a regular basis?
I think, our philosophy just as a team and as individuals is whatever it takes, we're willing to do. And so if that's what it takes for me, I'm willing to do that. But you also got to remember, on quite a few of those were either scrambles, they weren't necessarily QB runs. And so depending on the game plan or what's open, that could have probably been, 5 to 7 less runs.
And you got 6 in overtime, too.
Yes. So
that gave you the record.
There you go.
Tim, a lot of people have talked about how quarterbacks can't carry it that much, but at the same time, they say that you've got to know how to take a hit, to fall down stuff. How much of that latter part is true, that a lot of quarterbacks aren't used to that, but you do?
Well, I think it goes back to decision-making, like I kind of always refer to, about being smart and taking hits and making runs. And for the most part, I didn't really get hit too bad in that game at all. Maybe one or two times on the sidelines, but, besides that, it wasn't really bad. So I came away feeling great.
When you talk about being smart, I mean, you, Willis, Eric, whoever's touching the ball, you guys are, no one's dropped the ball. Everyone's holding on to the ball. I mean, that's a big part. What goes into, the streak you guys are on, I don't want to jinx it. But
well, that's definitely a key, We're holding our livelihood when we have the football, so we want to take care of it, no matter who has it, because we know that we want to end every series by kicking the ball, whether that's a punt, that's an extra point, that's a field goal. That's our goal, because we have a great defense, and if we can put them in good situations, we know it's going to be pretty hard for a team to drive 70, 80 yards against them.
Tim, can you learn to be a good fourth quarter quarterback? Is that something that you've worked on through your career? Is that just something that's inherent in your nature?
No, I think everything in the game of football is something you can work on and improve and get better at. And that's why we come out here and we work so hard every day, is to improve in all aspects of our games, in every area of the game. So, I feel like you can improve and get better, as a first quarter quarterback or a fourth quarter.
Have you had to do that at times in your career?
What? Get better as the fourth quarter?
Play better as in the fourth quarter. Manage the game better there.
I obviously try to, get better in the fourth quarter, try to get better as the game goes along. And, because defenses and opponents are wearing down. And hopefully, we've trained enough in the weight room and on the practice field where we just get better as the game goes along. And that's something that, I think our team takes a lot of pride in. So.
Has the late game defense been helping you out and the offense out the way they've been playing?
They've been going out every game and doing a great job, and just supporting us and the special teams as well. So it's been a complete team effort, and that's also why it's so special.
Tim, do you wish that you threw the ball more on first and second down throughout the game?
Yeah, I think whatever it takes to win and whatever the defense has given us, that's what we want to take advantage of. And, it honestly really doesn't matter to me, if I have 20 passes or 30 passes, whatever we got to do to win.
Given that the Vikings defense has been so effective against the rush, what adjustments, if any, will you be making in that regard?
Well, I think just taking what they give us, seeing how they play against us, and trying to make going in with a great game plan, but also being ready to make sideline adjustments will be key. And they got a lot of great playmakers on defense, and especially in the front seven. So, you know, we'll have to be ready to make adjustments and try to execute.
Leslie, it's been a while since you played inside a dome. What's your memories of that last foray into the roof?
Yeah, I haven't played in too many domes. Got to play there, I think the last preseason game last year, and that was fun. Didn't start out too good, but
talking about the games that counted earlier in your career, the last time you were in a dome.
When was the last time I was in a dome? That was a fun game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a special one. The last one I got to play for Florida. That was a lot of fun. Yeah, I honestly don't care. Football's football. I would probably prefer playing outside just because I like playing, you know, on real grass and in the dirt. But, you know, it doesn't really matter to me. Football's football. I'll play it anywhere because I love it. So it'll be fun.
Speaking of which, you used to be T-ball to Harvin. How do you feel about this?
It'll be fun playing against Percy. I wish him nothing but the best. And he's out there balling and doing a great job. And I'm happy for him and knew he would be great. And, it'll be fun to play against him. And he's a special talent and a special kid. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Sam, when you addressed the team on Saturday night, why did you pick that specific proverb to use as the theme of how you addressed the team?
Well, because I believe that's a character quality of our team. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And as we go out here and go into practice, as the defense plays great and makes our offense better, and hopefully our offense challenges our defense and gives them a lot of looks, and they have to improve. And, you know, going against each other in special teams, you know, I think that's what it's all about is pushing each other and competing against each other. And not just coming out here and going through the motions, but coming out here and really working, really competing, and really improving. And I felt like that's something that we've done this year.
Is this the same dome where you tried to run over that linebacker and it hurt your ribs? Preseason game?
No, sir.
Okay. Oh, was this okay? My bad.
It's okay.
Tim, do you ever sit back, smile, and just admire what's happened transpired over the past 4 or 5 weeks?
Well, I sit back and smile a lot just because I smile, but I don't necessarily think too much about, you know, that. I think it's just taking it one day at a time and not looking in the past, but focusing on the present and looking forward to the future is how I approach things. But I continually try to smile a lot.
Tim, where's your confidence level going into Minnesota versus going into the Detroit game, just as a quarterback?
I think it grows every single day with practice and just with the timing with the receivers, going against a great defense every day, with all those things and getting more and more reps. I think just the comfort level improves, for me. And, you know, that's why before practice, after practice, and going against our defense, that's huge for me. And I feel like I get better every week. So, yeah, I'm enjoying all these days of practice.
Tim, no quarterback wants to throw an interception, but it seems like you go out of your way to make sure that ball's not picked up, even if it means the ball looks bad in the air.
Well, I think, like I said earlier, that's our livelihood. And so, there's probably some situations where I should probably force it in there more. Probably a little too conservative on certain situations. But ultimately, we got to take care of the ball. And if we do that, then I feel we'll be in a situation in the fourth quarter to win the game.
Tim, back to the speech that you gave, do you feel your leadership role expanding game by game?
I feel as a quarterback, naturally, you're put in a leadership position. But more than that, leadership is earned by having other guys respect you, by how you approach things, your attitude, your effort out there, and how you play. So I think each game, hopefully, I'm growing in that role. But we have a lot of great leaders on this team, like Jan Bailey, Brian Dawkins, Elvis Dumerville, DJ Williams, and, Chris Cooper, and, the list goes on, Willis McGahee, and those guys, all lead this team, and I'm just a tiny part of it.
Do you think you've earned the spot that you're in right now, starting quarterback for the Broncos?
Yeah, I'm just excited to be living out my dream every day, and that's being a quarterback in the NFL and playing for a great organization, this Broncos organization, and I'm very thankful for this opportunity.
Tim, when you studied quarterbacks, either in college or the pros, when you studied quarterbacks, did you pay special attention to guys like Cunningham, Young, the other mobile guys?
I watch a lot of football, so I watch a lot of quarterbacks. I watch the guys that weren't necessarily the most mobile, and you know, the Peyton Mannings and the Tom Brady's and those guys, and they're unbelievable. But I also watched the Steve McNairs and the Steve Youngs and those guys, and you know, try to learn and see how they play and what they do that's good, and see how I could implement it to my game or learn from them. So it's not just if you're athletic or not, but you know, whatever you do good, try to implement it and learn from what they do.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, thank y'all. God bless.